Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, June the 15th. We've got four soundbites to play for you. We will do that very quickly here. And then we want to hear from you, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your vote counts. And when you vote, we'll count it up and we'll pick which one you think should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Jack Phillips. He's the owner and operator of Masterpiece Cake Shop of the recent Supreme Court decision. Here he is telling the story about how he became the subject of that case.
It was a Thursday afternoon. It was about 4:30-ish when they came in. It was late in the day. I had two girls working for me at the time, and they were both busy, occupied with, you know, customers and whatever. And so it fell to me to wait on the next customer, whoever answered the phone. So one of the girls indicated there are two gentlemen sitting at the wedding desk. So I went over to sit down and talk to them and see what they needed. And so I sat down, we exchanged names, David, Charlie, I'm Jack, what can I do for you? And they said, one of them said, we're here to look for wedding cakes. And the other one said, it's for our wedding. And I right away knew that that was a cake that I wouldn't be able to create. So trying to politely explain to them that that was the case. And so, you know, apologize. Sorry, guys, that's a cake that I can't create for you. I don't do cakes for same-sex weddings. And they both looked up, you know, like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? So, well, I will make you birthday cakes, cookies, brownies. I'll, you know, sell you anything else in the shop. I just don't do cakes for same-sex weddings. At which point, both of them stood up, swore at me, flipped me off, stormed out of my shop, and started a social media campaign within just, you know, 20 minutes or so. I started getting harassing phone calls. And so that continued. And then I eventually got the paperwork from the state that I was being sued. And so we went to Colorado Civil Rights Commission, where we lost. And we appealed to the Colorado Court of Appeals, where we lost again, fighting a ruling that said that I had to change my policies and start creating same-sex wedding cakes, regardless of my Christian faith, regardless of my beliefs. I was required also to retrain my staff, essentially tell them that everything that I believed and had built my business on was wrong and we had to do it differently. And my staff included my 89-year-old mom, my daughter, my wife. And so I'm being forced by the state to convey a message to my mom that everything she taught me, everything that I believe is wrong and we need to do it differently. So we went from there to the U.S. Supreme Court, and fortunately this week they ruled that the state can't do that. The Civil Rights Commission decision was totally overturned. It was a really good decision.
That's soundbite number one, Jack Phillips, on how he became the subject of a Supreme Court case. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number two, Pastor Rolf Preuss on God's gift of children.
We're caught in this fast-moving situation where I don't think moms and dads know how to get off of this fast treadmill. I mean, just, do we need all the things that we think we have to spend money on? Do we need to make as much money as we think we need? If we valued the simpler things and the more precious things, speaking as a guy who's raised his kids, and now I'm seeing my grandchildren grow up, and I look back and I look at what true wealth is. I always knew it, but when you're getting older and you see all of your kids loving the gospel, and you think to yourself, thank God, here is a treasure and this treasure will outlive me. And when I'm dead, all the stuff I saved up for and worked for, it's going to rot, it's going to be lost, but the children God gives you. I had a parishioner years ago who would say, Pastor, our kids are the only gift God gives us that we can take to heaven with us. And I've never forgotten that. I thought that was a very profound statement.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Rolf Preuss, on God's Gift of Children, 1-877-623-MY-IE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email as well, talkback@issuesetc.org, with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from regular guest Wesley Smith, trying to explain why the media mourns celebrity suicides, yet celebrates assisted suicide.
The media do odd things. For example, I call it euthanasia world. Let's say they talk about elder abuse. They'll decry elder abuse, which, of course, is a big problem in this country. They'll decry when people can't get good access to medical care and this kind of thing. Then someone will say, well, let's talk about assisted suicide. Suddenly, all elderly people are treated beautifully by their families. All doctors have just kind, loving relationships with people who all have access to the best health care there is, and they still want assisted suicide. There's a complete disconnect in the real world because they seem to have an ideological commitment, and I think in a very shallow way have decided this is compassion, this is the future. The only people who are against it are religious fanatics, forgetting the fact that some of the most powerful opponents of assisted suicide are disability rights activists who tend to be, and I'm speaking generally, very secular in their outlook, very liberal in their politics, and not even pro-life on abortion. But, you know, they have a story, and they're not going to let the facts get in the way of the story.
That's soundbite number three, Wesley Smith, why the media mourns celebrity suicides and celebrates assisted suicide. 1-877-623-6943 to vote for that one. 1-877-623-6943. Get ready to vote. Here comes soundbite number four. It comes from Craig Parton on handling religious truth claims.
Are they testable claims? When somebody knocks on your door and says, dingle, 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 you should come along with me and join a Eastern meditative group, you should ask them, how would I know whether your position is false or not? What would have to be the situation to falsify your religious claim? Because I have a lot of people saying I should try their religion. I've got Mormons that say the Book of Mormon will help me and improve my life and reduce my blood pressure. I've got Muslims saying that the Quran is the ultimate authority. How am I going to sift through these? Why should I arbitrarily pick your Eastern meditative religious position? Can you tell me how to falsify it? Christianity absolutely can be falsified. 1 Corinthians 15 makes it painfully clear. If the resurrection didn't occur, if that body is in the ground, this is the biggest waste of time conference there's ever been. Not only that, you're deceiving people.
We could change it to the wasting your time conference.
We're in the worst position, Paul says. We should all be hedonists because tomorrow we die and we're dust. He would not have been a moralist.
Oh, he would have been law-abiding ethicist.
No, he wouldn't have. He would eat, drink, and be merry. That's the condition of mankind if there is no resurrection.
That's soundbite number four, Craig Parton, on handling religious truth claims. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. This break is a great time to give us a call and vote for one of those to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love. I've written a column in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Confessions of a Well-Intentioned Preacher. It details how I mistakenly ignored or explained away entire parts of Scripture in order to protect my hearers from legalism. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Lyman Stone writes about the certainty he found in the presence of Christ in his word and sacraments, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
What does it mean to be a man? More importantly, what does it mean to be a man of God? In its June issue, the Lutheran Witness aims to help readers dig more deeply into the Bible's vision of men set free. Free to be loving husbands, caring fathers, bold proclaimers of the gospel, and self-sacrificial images of Jesus Christ. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
The next 10 minutes of the program are dedicated to your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live on this Friday afternoon, the 15th of June. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Jack Phillips, on how he became the subject of a recent Supreme Court case? Soundbite number two, Pastor Rolf Preuss on God's gift of children. Soundbite number three, Wesley Smith, why the media mourns celebrity suicide but celebrates assisted suicide. Or soundbite number four, Craig Parton on handling religious truth claims. The choice is up to you. Your votes decide. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, and it's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live on this Friday afternoon. Ruth is listening in Garland, Texas. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Which one are you voting for?
Well, I'm going to vote for Wesley Smith. They were also good. It was very difficult. But I have a particular reason for voting for him. First of all, the whole matter of life issues is so, so important today. And it's being, you know, tossed around like the celebrating suicide and things like that. It's just terrible. Now, years ago, when my late husband was hospitalized in a very serious condition, three of the staff from the hospital came to his room to talk to me and almost forced me to sign a DNR for him. One was a cleric, one was a social worker, I don't remember the third one, but, you know, they were really pressing on me heavily. And I refused to do it. They wanted me to sign the Do Not Resuscitate for him. Well, after much resistance and I refused to sign it, I called Wesley Smith's organization and talked to them and told them the problem that I was facing and how could I, you know, handle it. They were very, very helpful to me, and my husband lived for like a year and a half after that. So I appreciate him so much and the life issues that he deals with.
Ruth, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. in Garland. Thanks for that story as well. Glad that Wesley could be of help to you. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Ronald in Coon Rapids, Minnesota, says he's voting for soundbite number 4, Craig Parton, on handling religious truth claims. He says most compelling. Stephen in Morgan Hill, California, says thank you for another outstanding set of soundbites. I choose soundbite number 1. That's Jack Phillips on how he became the subject of a Supreme Court case. It was really great to hear directly from Mr. Phillips. We hear and read so many different opinions about this case on the media, some claiming victory, others claiming discrimination. It was great to get the real facts of the case from Mr. Phillips. I applaud Mr. Phillips' religious conviction. Stephen, thanks for listening in California. You're right. I think that was the first time in all of the media coverage of this that I've seen, and that's pretty limited, though, that I heard Jack Phillips actually tell his own story. Aaron in Florida says, it was a toss-up between Craig Parton and Pastor Rolf Preuss. I'm going with Parton, he says, at soundbite number 4. I am always astounded that genuinely brilliant people can read the Gospels and come away with the great moral teacher, Jesus. Likewise, read Paul and fail to recognize a truth claim is being presented. It just demonstrates the power that Satan wields to veil common sense. Aaron, thanks for listening down in Florida. Bethany is listening on the line in Pennsylvania. Hi, Bethany.
Hello.
Which one are you voting for and why?
The first one about the cake shop owner that didn't want to do the gay wedding, because it is so current and it is so interesting to hear him recount of the everything that happened. It's so frightening because, I mean, that could happen to any of us. And I think by the end of it, I was just praising God that the decision to the Supreme Court came through the way it did, because we came so close. I mean, at least the vote wasn't very close. But it's kind of frightening to think how close it could happen that someone, that our religious freedoms could be taken away like that. So to give praise to God that we at least still have our religious freedoms. And I'm so thankful that I just feel bad for him having to go through that, too. So that's mainly why.
Bethany, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. Well, with those who voted counted, according to your votes, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week is Jack Phillips explaining how he became the subject of a now-famous Supreme Court case.
It was a Thursday afternoon. It was about 4:30-ish when they came in. It was late in the day. I had two girls working for me at the time, and they were both busy, occupied with, you know, customers and whatever. And so it fell to me to wait on the next customer, whoever answered the phone. So one of the girls indicated there are two gentlemen sitting at the wedding desk. So I went over to sit down and talk to them and see what they needed. And so I sat down, we exchanged names, David, Charlie, I'm Jack, what can I do for you? And they said, one of them said, we're here to look for wedding cakes. And the other one said, it's for our wedding. And I right away knew that that was a cake that I wouldn't be able to create. So trying to politely explain to them that that was the case. And so I was, you know, apologize. Sorry, guys, that's a cake that I can't create for you. I don't do cakes for same-sex weddings. And they both looked up, you know, like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I said, well, I will make you birthday cakes, cookies, brownies. I'll, you know, sell you anything else in the shop. I just don't do cakes for same-sex weddings. At which point, both of them stood up, swore at me, flipped me off, stormed out of my shop, and started a social media campaign. Within just, you know, 20 minutes or so, I started getting harassing phone calls. And so that continued, and then I eventually got the paperwork from the state that I was being sued. And so we went to Colorado Civil Rights Commission, where we lost, and we appealed to the Colorado Court of Appeals, where we lost again, fighting a ruling that said that I had to change my policies and start creating same-sex wedding cakes, regardless of my Christian faith, regardless of my beliefs. I was required also to retrain my staff, essentially tell them that everything that I believed and had built my business on was wrong and we had to do it differently. And my staff included my 89-year-old mom, my daughter, my wife. And so I'm being forced by the state to convey a message to my mom that everything she taught me, everything that I believe is wrong and we need to do it differently. So we went from there to the U.S. Supreme Court And fortunately, this week, they ruled that the state can't do that. The Civil Rights Commission decision was totally overturned. It was a really good decision.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. That's Jack Phillips explaining how he became part of a Supreme Court case. The LPR bundle package goes to, it's hard to make up your mind, but it's Ruth and Bethany will both get the LPR bundle package if you'll send your shirt size and mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces is committed to meeting the spiritual needs of military personnel and their families. You can learn more about their work at lcms.org. Armed Forces, serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armed forces. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to continue our series, Raising Christian Children in an Age of Secular Progressivism, talking with Pastor Jonathan Fisk about technology in the home. We'll get a review of the movie Incredibles 2 from Pastor Ted Geese, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Paul baptizing the Philippian jailer. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.